WRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by 6Bit Software, your all-in-one platform for creating, sending, and managing eBay listings right from your desktop. Now look, returns are a fact of life for every retail business. Doesn't matter if you're online or you're brick and mortar. Here now to explain what's happening with returns in the 2018 Spring Seller Update is Linda Cornelson. She's eBay's Senior Manager of Global Customer Trust. Linda, why is eBay reducing the number of return policy options?
Yeah, so there's a couple different reasons. The primary one is, and you probably heard, kind of the journey we've been taking on retail standards. Mm-hmm. And the goal really is to help eBay be competitive across the board in the online space. So when buyers go to shop anywhere online, they have really high expectations from a service perspective. And primarily the two aspects are shipping and returns. And so you've heard earlier today about all the stuff we're trying to do in shipping. Returns is one of the pieces that we're also trying to make some ground on this year. And so we're driving to kind of increase the standards on our platform to be more comparable to what you expect in the retail world, as well as to simplify it massively.
It was complicated.
Yes, if you actually looked at all of the permutations, and I say permutations because it was that complex.
Yes.
We actually ended up having about 73 variations of return policies.
Oh,
my.
So from a buyer perspective, if you were to ask them, like, what is eBay's return policy, the likelihood of them having any idea what to expect was slim to none. And so we really wanted to change that.
So what are the new returns policy options?
Yeah, so we're massively simplifying and really getting down to what we call five. And so we will retain the no returns accepted. So we're not requiring our sellers to accept returns anywhere. So you can still choose, I won't take a return. And then we're having four other, kind of variations, which is you can have a 30-day free return or a 30-day return where the buyer has to pay, and then a 60-day free return and then a 60-day buyer paid return. So
yeah,
just
makes
five.
And so what happens to the 14-day option?
We will be eliminating the 14-day option because it's just not.
So it does say
but
that
we're keeping it for some, there's some outliers, right?
Yeah, so we kind of worked really closely with some of our sellers and some of the areas of the business who know specific categories really well. And there was some kind of indication, particularly with collectibles and art, where we know there's a lot of one-of-the-kind items where the general kind of industry standard is, you know, something a lot shorter. And so we did make a choice to keep the 14-day returns inside of collectibles and art, okay, as well as a few other small categories.
Okay, that makes sense.
So might sellers' return rates increase if they offer generous return policies?
So we did a lot of kind of analysis to understand this, and it could slightly increase. So we do see some increase in return rate, but generally not so much.
Yeah.
Most of the data indicates that our buyers generally are returning within the first 14 days. So they're not doing anything outside the 14 and 30. But the upside to the buyer or to the seller's business is much bigger, meaning buyers like the confidence kind of given to them, knowing that they have kind of 30 days to return the item.
So what you're saying is that the research shows that there's a possibility of a very slight increase in the rate of returns, but you should also see an increase in the rate of sales.
Yes.
The more generous your return policy is.
Absolutely.
I have to tell you from just personal experience, I found that to be true. I currently have 30-day free returns. And my return rate hasn't really altered very much over annually. Month to month it can change. But I have seen that as a competitive factor, it has been to my advantage to have that. Because I go check out sellers of similar items who say no returns or it's, you know, it's 14-day returns and buyer pays shipping. And I have to tell you, when I see that as a seller, not as an eBay employee, it just makes my heart grow so fond of them because they're actually throwing customers at me, which I appreciate very much.
Yeah, absolutely. The what we know is there's an element of anxiety almost when a buyer shops online, because you can't touch something, you can't feel something, especially if it's a product that, you know, it's not your like a normal branded item that you're used to purchasing. And so the goodness that you get from a returns policy is that anxiety is gone,
right?
Because they think, well, I will go ahead and buy this, and if it doesn't work out, I can return it.
And no one likes to have to take a return. You know, it's kind of like this transaction didn't work out. But I'm happy to do it. I certainly don't blame buyers. If they're not happy, I don't want them to keep the item. So for me, it makes sense. If it doesn't make sense for you and you sell men's apparel or please continue not taking returns. It does my business so much better.
Linda Cornelison is eBay's Senior Manager, Global Customer Trust. She's here with us right now. We have her captive in a little studio there at headquarters in San Jose. She cannot leave. And you can give her
she doesn't want to leave, Lee.
Call in. After this segment, we're going to be taking calls for her. When will the new returns policy begin?
So we're basically going to begin removing the 14-day options, restocking fees, things like that, in May from the listing flows. There's some element, I know that folks often ask, what do I do with, you know, active listings, good till canceled, that basically don't expire. And what we're basically going to do is in the fall, we're going to come up with a migration plan where we're taking care of it for sellers. So, you know, if there's a lot of anxiety around, hey, are you going to end my listings? Or are you going to do anything aggressive? The answer is no. Yeah. Our goal is basically to, make it seamless. So in the fall, our goal will be to basically just strip the 14 days out. Default it into a new setting, and then everything will be fine.
So I'm just thinking about, again, my own business as an example on eBay, and I have business policies, and some of them, there's one business policy for new in-package cologne that if it's returned open, there's a restocking fee. So I should be working on those now. I can get rid of the restocking fee. Because the new policy, the new, ability to refund a partial amount begins when?
So actually, on free returns for the partial refunds, that's actually available today.
Oh, okay.
So if you, have free returns today, you already have the ability to issue a partial refund.
Oh, I'm just going to get rid of that business policy.
So sellers can update their returns policy options now?
Yes, they can.
Okay.
Oh, good. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to do that. And if you're not in business policies, it's just a matter of, for existing listings, at a certain point, you may want to go in and edit them if they're 14 days or if they're not free returns and you would rather have free returns. Again, this is a business decision that the seller makes. You don't have to have free returns. If you decide the economics show that, it's not worth it for you, testing shows that having free returns for your products does not work. It doesn't even really balance out the 10% discount. Then that's a decision that you have to make and you should make. I'm going to make sure all of mine are free returns. So
sellers will no longer be able to offer restocking fees. So are there any new programs that will help protect sellers?
Yeah. So specifically for free returns, we're really, we know that our sellers are very concerned of potential buyers abusing that for some reason, right? So what they're basically thinking is, you know, our buyer will come in, see that it's free returns, maybe use an item and then return it. And so what we've done is two things. Obviously give them the partial refund access. So if you, on a free return, if a buyer does return it, happens to use it, or damage it in some way, you do have the ability to refund up to 50%.
Oh, it's 50?
Yes.
Oh, I thought it was 40. Good, it's 50.
Yeah, it's up to 50% in case it's damaged. So whatever you think is appropriate to cover the damaged, lost value. And then if for some reason the buyer complains, right? So the buyer escalates and creates a case with eBay and says, hey, I got a partial refund. I want the rest of my money back. We'll actually take care of it for the seller. So the seller doesn't even have to worry about it. They won't have to worry about anything impacting their reputation. They won't have to worry about the money-back guarantee case. We will work with the buyer and figure out what's the right outcome for them.
That's a pretty big step up on our part. I mean, I don't want to, you know, shine the spotlight on us too, and whatever the metaphor is. But it seems like there's a potential risk for eBay here.
Yeah, there might be, but our goal really is to offer that protection for our sellers.
So that's the primary
it really
purpose,
is. Yeah. We know that pre-returns is a big change for them. And with them, there's a lot of concern and angst around moving in that direction. And we really wanted to make our sellers feel that we had their back, you know, and kind of in gratitude and thanking them for moving in the direction that we need them to go. And so that was, we really wanted to ensure that the protection was real.
Linda, can sellers set different return policies for domestic and foreign returns?
Yes, and this is actually...
This is new.
Yes, this is new, and this is exciting. One of the things we heard kind of last year as we were, you know, encouraging our sellers to move to the direction of free returns was our sellers saying, I can do free returns domestically, but I can't do it for cross-border trade for very obvious reasons, right? The cost of shipping cross-border can be significantly higher. And in current state, you can only set one return policy, and it applies to all your buyers regardless of where they are. Come May, we're going to launch the ability for you to actually specify two different policies. So you can create a domestic free returns policy, for example, but then choose to do a paid return for your international customers because you don't think you can absorb that cost.
And will that impact your global performance standards or top-rated seller status for those listings? They wouldn't get a discount then.
So it doesn't really impact. So if you're thinking you're a U.S. top-rated seller, for example.
Exactly.
You only actually have to do the 30-day free returns, for example, on your domestic setting.
Oh, okay. So this makes sense.
Yeah. So even if your international returns were only 30-day paid or no returns accepted, that doesn't impact whether you get the benefits of top-rated price, for example.
Okay. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to stay
with
us?
I use the global shipping program. Will I be able to still have that as a return policy through the global shipping program?
Yes, it should be integrated.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to take a little break. Are you going to stay with us?
I will be here for as long as you need me.
Thank you.
Okay,
Linda.
10 hours?
We appreciate
deal.
That. We want you to clean up the studio.
I've already cleaned it up. It looks amazing right now. I mean, comparatively. Somebody else might think it's a dump, but at least it doesn't look like a hoarder lives here. This open phone segment, the open phone segment is coming up. And that'll be at 888-723-4630. Join us before it's too late here on eBay Radio.
When it comes to keeping up with eBay and online marketplace news, you've got to consider the source. That's why you should be reading TameBay. You can trust TameBay to know what's moving and shaking in the world of e-commerce, both close to home and around the globe. It's must-read news for eBay sellers. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson serve up the real dish. With an eye to serving real-life sellers who want to grow and improve their businesses on eBay and online. Chris is an eBay seller himself, and Dan helped found eBay UK. Plus, TameBay offers more than just news. Their free seller resources include ebooks, videos, and the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers, including eBay Radio. For up-to-date e-commerce news worldwide, turn to TameBay at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 436.
Returns are all a part of selling on eBay. John Lawson is CEO of Colderice Media and known on eBay as Shoestring King. He offers one solution to your return policy, expanding the return deadline.
Yeah. Tell them to up it. Tell them I want them to up it to 120 days. I'm going to take return up to 120 days. You know why? Because every day that person walks by that thing, they're going to be like, I got 6 months to get that thing back to you. I got 4 months to get that thing back. I got 3 months to get that thing back. Oh, you know what? It's been 6 months. I totally forgot to return that thing. Dang.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Welcome Welcome back to eBay Radio's Top Rated Seller Hour with your host, Griff.
Today's closing open phone segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. You know, we devoted the entire show today, Lee, to the 2018 Fall Seller Update, and you can read about it in its entirety at ebay.com/spring2018. That's ebay.com/spring2018. Now, Linda Cornelson is still with us. That's good news.
I haven't escaped.
No.
Thank goodness.
eBay Senior Manager for Global Customer Trust. And she stayed on to answer your questions, and I know you have them, about the new streamlined returns process. So give us a call quickly because it is our last segment, 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. But before we do that, just want to remind you that there is a Command Center chat board for the entire Spring Seller Update, and all of the subject matter experts are in the room, and they're answering questions there. So if we end the show today and you didn't get your question in, you can always go to the community.ebay.com platform, or just click on Announcements, or the Seller Update actually has a link right to the discussion board where you can ask a question, and there are tons of smart people just waiting to answer it.
Carl from San Diego, California, known on eBay as Carl Marks. We haven't talked to him in a while. Hi, Carl. What's your question or comment?
Well, my question is, listening to the return, this return policy, did they do any research or go through lossprevention.com's research that, you know, liberal return policy, these particular issues talking about, have caused the industry to lose $16.9 billion per year? To retail return buyer fraud cases?
Yeah, we have. So we have eBay data, and the eBay data does not match that data at all.
Yeah, it's very different. And I think one of the things, so we've done, I mean, this is a conversation of many years, so we've done tons of research. But one of the things we try to call out, which is uniquely eBay, higher returns policy, for example, you might see an increase in returns rate. But the beauty of eBay is the ability to turn around and resell something, which
not
many brick and mortar stores and whatnot are able to do.
I can't do that I'm in the collector's category, collectibles. Can't turn around and resell something that somebody's opened up or damaged.
Right, but you'd be able to deduct up to 50% of the return amount.
A loss.
Sorry,
brick and mortar. But in a brick and mortar, that customer would be told to pound sand and leave the store.
All right, never come back and buy from you again, and that's not what we're going to allow to happen on eBay.
And I thank
so you
so much.
So you have a choice, Carl. You have a choice. You don't have to take returns. You don't have to take free returns. You don't have to do it. You can continue to offer returns and buyer pays return shipping. You don't have to make any changes at all.
Carl, thank you for your call. And if he has any other questions, he can go. Where did you say, Griff?
Oh, to eBay. Well, you can, if you go to the Spring Seller Update page, ebay.com/spring2018, there's a link to the discussion, and there will be people manning it today and tomorrow, most of the day and into the early evening.
I have a question to ask that we didn't ask before. What will top-rated sellers need to do to maintain top-rated plus benefits?
Oh, yeah. So this one is just a slight change. So today, for top-rated plus benefits, you need to do a same-day, one-day handling time and a 30-day return. And the only thing that's changing is that 30 days turning to 30-day free for most categories.
Right, so free return shipping.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't, if you've tested it, and I assume you test it, the one thing I will not apologize for is anyone who tells me I can't do that, and when I ask them if they've tested it and they say no, you've just lost me. Because unless you test it, you don't know if it works for you. Your assumption is not good enough for your business. You are doing your business a disservice by making the assumption without testing it. But if you test it and it doesn't work for you, then you can continue to, and the economics don't work for you is what we mean, then continue charging for returns to be shipped back. And remember, it's you have your data. You have your sales data. You can make a decision based on that data whether or not offering free returns makes economic sense to your business. And if it doesn't, then you can continue. We're not forcing you to do it. you can continue to charge for return shipping.
And when does this new program start?
So the Top Rated Plus change will begin in June.
June 1st.
Yes.
June 1st. It's coming.
So starting June 1st, Top Rated sellers will be required to offer 30-day free returns. There are some category exceptions, which we'll talk about on the show as we go along.
Yeah, there are a few outliers. Yeah.
But starting in May, a month before that, you'll start to reduce the number of returns policies, or you will reduce all of them.
Yes. So okay. We'll start reducing them in new listings. You'll also be able to see the domestic versus international return policies. Those will all come in May, so you'll be ready by the time June comes around. If you want to, you know, try free returns out domestically, you'll be able to do that starting in May.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. And by the way, if you offer in-package collectibles, for example, and you want to let your buyers know that an open package is going to cost them 50% of the sales price, you can put that in your description. You can inform the buyer up front. And you can, and if you're offering free returns, you can deduct that 50%. And although I know an open collectible is not always as valuable as a sealed collectible, it is not valueless. So it's not that you can't resell it. But again, if those numbers don't work for you, even with those considerations, then continue to charge for returns. It's your decision.
Well, we've had quite a show today.
I'll say.
Covered every single thing.
We did.
In the Spring Seller Update.
With the help of lots of experts.
Yeah, Linda, thank you so much.
Linda, thanks.
You are very welcome. Thank you.
This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We'll be live on Thursday, March 1st, 2018 for the Ask Griffin Lee Show from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. You may have questions. Call us then. We'll see you then.
As an eBay seller, marketplace research is crucial to your success. And for the world's most successful e-commerce sellers, Terapeak is their go-to solution. With Terapeak, you'll know which products are jumping off the shelves, how to price your items and get them found, even what your competition is doing and how you measure up. Terapeak can help you find new opportunities and increase your profits. And Terapeak can get you up and running fast. They've created training videos to help you get the most out of your marketplace research. And you can learn to use Terapeak's most powerful features and workflows in less than 1 minute. Just the facts, no frills. Whether you're a brand new, novice, or expert seller, Terapeak's marketplace research can quickly help you compete in today's e-commerce world. Try Terapeak free for 7 days at Terapeak.com. That's Terapeak.com.
There's more to shipping than just printing out labels. ShipStation knows that, which is why they're all about making end-to-end order fulfillment both faster and easier. ShipStation imports orders directly from eBay and your other selling channels, complete with each item's weight, item number or SKU, product image, and buyer notes. You can process all your shipments through one simple interface, even if you use multiple carriers. You can also print labels in batches, up to hundreds at a time. ShipStation automatically posts the status of every order along with tracking information directly to your store. It emails updates to your customers and leaves them feedback. In fact, ShipStation lets you automate and customize pretty much everything. And with ShipStation's mobile app, you can fulfill orders right from your phone. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to Lee at voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.